Being made chairman of Harbour District Council is a huge honour, and last night was probably one of the proudest moments of my life. I was particularly pleased to receive cross-party support and be elected unopposed. I'm possibly the youngest chairman the council's had, certainly in its modern history. I have a young family, me and my partner Chloe, we have a little boy. And live here in Market Harborough. But I'm looking forward to meeting many residents across the whole district at a number of civic events throughout the year. My chosen charity will be Loros Hospice. This has a very personal meaning for me, as my brother-in-law Dan passed away there in December, aged just 34. It was at that time that I was able to witness myself the really compassionate care that the staff give their patients and their families during what is obviously an incredibly difficult time. But Loros relies on voluntary donations for 80% of its funding, and like many hospices, faces huge deficits. But Loros relies on voluntary donations for 80% of its funding, and like many hospices, faces huge deficits. So that lack of funding means people are having to wait longer for care, but people at the end of their lives don't have time to wait.